All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. Y'all got to make some noise for your hosts, Corey and Justin. And let's not forget the man with the plan that keeps things spick and span, your producer in the back, Jared.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome into another shitastic episode of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. I am Corey,
where the fuck
and alongside
did this enthusiasm
me
come from?
Is Justin. What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, you were just smacking your face trying to wake your ass up.
Fucking game time, baby. It is game time. Let's go. Turn that switch. Listen, man. I had a hell of a coma this afternoon. I sat in the recliner around 3 o'clock. Alex, well, maybe a little bit before that. Yeah, coma. I'm sitting there. And she was talking about how she wants to go outside and get some things done. You know, she wanted to mess with the chicken run and do some stuff in the garden and start, you know, getting the stuff in shape. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Just give me like 15 minutes. I just need to relax a little bit. I've been going like crazy for like a week now. I gotta rest, man. I put my feet up and I leaned back and I was done. I was out for like 2 hours. She got the baby to sleep too, and she just read a book on the bed. Man, I was toast. And I woke up and I'm like, golly, man, I do not want to go. I do not want to move. I don't want to get out of this chair. But yeah, I've been dragging ass and I'm good now. How about you?
Bro, I know that feeling. I've been sleeping like fucking shit for a while.
Yeah.
It's not getting any better. I'm like dragging my ass through everything.
How is it that with your extracurriculars, your hobby, you don't sleep? How does that not put you out?
I don't know what you're talking about, but
because
of what I smoke, it's not the sleepy time kind.
Not the sleepy time kind. Well, then you need to get the sleepy time kind.
Very.
You need to do that.
Yeah,
Tommy the milk jugs work, man. He's here. Nah, it's just, he's alive.
I just don't sleep.
That's crazy. Tommy says magnesium, try magnesium. A lot of people swear by that stuff. So why, like, not use the sleepy time kind?
By trade, I'm a night person. Always have been. It just works out that I work, you know, overnight, and it works for me, but it doesn't help the insomnia. Even when I try to fall asleep, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, you try to sleep during the daytime. That doesn't help. You got a nice situation, though. You don't have lots of windows in your room, do you?
Two massive windows.
Well, you got your blackout curtains there or what?
Yeah. Light still gets through.
You got sleep, man. You got sleep.
And it when it starts getting warmer and it gets hot in the house, I can't fucking sleep. It's
fucking Tommy.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. How was the rest of your weekend, though?
Oh, not bad. You know, spent it with the kiddo.
Yeah. You guys do anything fun?
No, we literally just sat here all day. So I listened to her play the French horn for most of yesterday.
Yeah. How's she getting with that?
I think it sounds good. She doesn't seem impressed, but I do. It's making coherent noises.
It's making like coherent noises. So she's progressing. That's good. That's good. That's a good thing. Yeah. So what are we gonna discuss tonight? I think we should talk about some WWE stuff, some wrestling related content, because you know this Friday
we're going to see midgets. We're going to see midgets wrestle
this Friday. That's what we're doing. You want to wrestle?
Midgets, Aaron. Midgets. That's what they are.
They are, and it is not a derogatory term for any platform that thinks so.
You can say that on this show. You can't say it on my...
I did, and I will.
You can't say it on TikTok either, because TikTok gets really upset with you. They warn you.
Banned?
until tomorrow night. But yeah, they were not happy. It flashed up on the screen and said, oh, there's a warning. You can't be talking about hate speech or anything like that. I'm like, oh, what are you talking about? Hate speech.
Meanwhile,
never mentioned anything.
A cigarette in a TikTok gets you fucking banned for life.
Yeah, but you see women's hoo-haws hanging out of their underwear while they're dancing and it ain't a problem. It's wild, man. It's wild. All right. So real quick, before we get into some wrestling conversation here tonight, guys, I see some numbers for our viewership that are up there, and not all of you have clicked that like button yet. We need you guys to help us out. You do not need to donate monetarily, although you can if you want to, but what really helps us is all those reactions. You click like, you click love, you ha-ha the shit out of the stream. I don't care how you do it. And then you share it to your timeline. Listen, you might think it might annoy some people, but I'm telling you right now, they're going to thank you for it later, because this is a fun time doing this show the way we do it, with the interaction and shit. That's the way to go, man. We're just here for a good time. We're here for a fun time. We're here to have, I don't know. We're here to have a good time with you. Have some fun and fun and good times.
Like and subscribe.
All right. But yeah, now that that's out of the way. Yeah. So I'm just going to leave the rest of it to you, man.
This is the wrong day to leave shit to me.
Listen, but wrestling is right up your alley, man. I'm just getting back into it. Thanks to you guys. I've been trying so hard to get back into it. I didn't get to watch SmackDown on Friday night, so I didn't get to see everything that happened. Did you see anything that happened with Friday night? This whole tribal chief thing that's going on. There's an announcement for a tag team match.
I know from what I read, Roman Reigns was looking for The Rock to acknowledge him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he did. We got people who watch who can answer that. I would assume he didn't. Oh, see. Hi, Aaron.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm
so
behind this week.
The opening segment was The Rock and Roman Reigns challenging Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins to a night one match at WrestleMania, tag match. Stipulation being, if Rock and Reigns win, it's going to be bloodline rules for the night two match between Reigns and Rhodes. If Cody and Seth win, then the entire bloodline is banned from the main event on night two.
Yeah, so they put in some good stipulations on that.
Double duty.
Well, like I said this morning before we went live, it's going to accomplish two things. It's going to make The Rock's contract, where he's going to has to wrestle within the calendar year. And I think that they're going to have The Rock and Reigns win, because that'll give Roman his 1,000th victory. They don't want to overshadow that by Rhodes beating Reigns and only stuck at 999.
So. And they give it to him at Mania, too.
Right. So I think this is the way to appease everyone. And then I think The Rock is going to turn on Reigns night two and help Cody win, if it's going to be the bloodline rules. That's my prediction.
So,
okay. So bloodline rules, they're Jay and Roman were supposed to have that, but it got all
tribal warfare rules match. So this is basically a no DQ. Anybody's allowed to be out there. It's going to turn into basically a lumberjack match, and that's just what I see coming. But I think they do that so Rock can turn on Reigns and make this all like a big aha. Because if you see every time they do the put the one finger in the air, the Rock is making an L. And they're saying that's alluding to Rock pointing at Reigns saying he's a loser.
Yeah, or that he's going to lose.
Yep.
Sarah, yes, we did find Justin. I don't know. I think there's a lot that I've been reading that can point to so many different things for this match. And I'm with you. I think Reigns and Rock get the win that night, so that the second night it's going to be just all, I think it's going to be all out war. But then you have, which Uso brother is the one that's on Raw? Is it Jay?
Jimmy.
Yeah. Because that's
Jay Uso. I'm sorry, Jimmy's with Roman.
Okay, yeah. So I saw Jay Uso said if his brothers leave Reigns and come back to war, he'll forgive them, mm-hmm. or something along those lines. So, everything that I've read and everything that I've seen, like I've read a lot about all of the people who've turned their back on Roman Reigns in the past. It really seems like they're setting up for him to get his shit kicked in again, have people turn on him again. And it almost seems like this is going to be the downfall of the bloodline. Like they're going to go in a different direction with it.
Let me preface this by saying this. This has been a great angle for Reigns in his career, but it's stale now. It's time to change it up.
Yeah. Well, they do that. They do that with a lot of different factions. Like they did that with the Shield, right? How long did the Shield stick around?
A while. And then they broke him up. So, and I'd love to, that's when I actually started following Reigns, but yeah. It got old.
The thing is, I don't think the Shield ever got stale.
No, it was just time for them to put up. They were too big. They were
ready to do their own thing.
Yep.
Opie has a good question. Reigns
got carried through that because he was not a mic guy then. And that's kind of why he has Heyman with him.
I was going to say, he doesn't seem like it anymore either.
But if you watch
Heyman, if you watch him, he tells the story.
If you watched Reigns in NXT when he was allowed to talk on his own and the promos weren't scripted for him, he wasn't bad on the microphone.
No.
But once Vince McMahon started with this, the biggest one is the suffering succotash line that he made him use. It got stupid. So stop letting these guys write. Just let them write their own promo. Let them talk.
I think that one of the best things that could have happened for WWE was to get Vince out of there.
No doubt.
Yep.
Giant piece of shit. And he was old.
Yeah. It just, he seemed to want to do a lot of stupid shit and ruin people that could have had great careers.
Not to discount everything he's ever done in his career, because he did a lot of good things for that business. I mean, he built an empire.
Yeah.
But there's a certain point. It's kind of like, I'll use the analogy, when you have your driver's license, it's a certain point in time where you need to be retested and told you can't do this anymore.
So Opie asked, do you think Roman will do something to make The Rock feel disrespected in the tag match to make him help Cody?
You got two alpha males in a ring together. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's going to happen. Like, The Rock's going to do all his shit to finish it, and he's going to, like, lean against the ropes, and Roman's going to tag himself in and fucking get the pin. Something like that.
These guys.
Yeah, they didn't bring... I mean, The Rock didn't come back to do something, you know, not spectacular. No. So I think something wild's going to happen. I think, like, who set it up there? Josh said wrestling definitely isn't what it used to be. People want the drama more than the matches. And I think he's right. Like, people want the drama, and you're going to get the drama with this WrestleMania main event. Double main event. Two nights in a row, I think they're going to headline, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be insane.
And that means both titles are going on the line night two.
That's correct. So all basically, three of them are going to be doing double duty. The Rock is not, but Seth, Roman, and Cody are going to be doing double duty, which, Justin, I think I said a couple months ago.
You did.
Not to this degree, but I knew, Carl.
You mentioned the tag team.
I knew something like this was going to happen, so.
Hmm. Yep. And Carl says, The Rock still wrestling Old Timers Day. Speaking of Old Timers Day, Sting had his final professional wrestling match. Yeah. Well, had or is going to have, which was
had it?
Had it this past week, yep. Right?
He's done.
In AEW. I just found out last week that Sting was still wrestling, and he just had his last match. I didn't know he was still going.
Doing this last run.
He's like 90.
He was doing some shit. Yeah. He was jumping through tables all the time.
He's got to be almost 60 at least, right?
Over.
64? I think he's like
62.
And he's still doing this. And didn't he, I saw something about, he asked one of the Harts if he could do his rafter entrance, or how they would feel about him doing a rafter entrance. Did that happen?
Owen Hart's mom.
Yeah.
Or wife.
One of the other. But he ended up doing that.
64.
Yeah. Insane at his age, man. Insane. Yep. Insane. And Chris Jericho's wrestling in AEW still.
Mm-hmm.
I like, didn't people have like this love affair with AEW? Do people still like AEW right now? Or is it just getting like full of older wrestlers?
Cody left and it died.
Cody
left. It died when he left?
Cody and Punk left and it died.
Yep. Cody started it.
I will say this, the night that Punk debuted at AEW was probably the most incredible reaction I've ever seen a wrestler get ever. Any group of fans, even the one he came back at Survivor Series, that entrance at AEW's was crazier than that. It was something else to watch.
Josh says he's like the biggest superstar wrestling ever saw. We'll have him on until he's 80 if he wants it. Linger like Ric Flair. Ric Flair was over in AEW as well. He's not wrestling, clearly, but doing his thing over there. His
last match was only a couple years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and it was terrible.
Holy fuck.
Do that again.
Oh, woo. You like that?
Should mix that with your announcer voice and do it at the end.
Oh, yeah. Man, I want to announce a match so bad on Friday night.
They might let you. Did you see? I was watching some of their videos. They have a guy that runs around with a microphone. It's like calling the matches as it's going.
Yeah. Is that how they do it?
Maybe we'll have the guy.
Oh, we're going to team up, baby. We are going to team up Friday night. This is going to be a nice one. I'm super excited about this. I'm very stoked.
Woo! It's going to be fun.
There it is.
Jacob says AEW is becoming the TNA NWA with Hogan and Nash and Kurt Angle falling apart slowly.
Yep, it won't be long before WWE buys them up.
AEW just bought somebody though, didn't they?
Yeah, I just don't remember who it was. It wasn't New Japan. They bought a smaller promotion. But I just don't see them drawing. Even like when Jericho went over there, it's dying. He's there, but he's not. So
Is there any other matches that are going to be or that are set in stone for WrestleMania that you guys are looking forward to?
Bayley.
Yeah.
Bayley. Did something happen with her the other night? Did she get her ass kicked or something? I don't know. I saw a video. It might have been an older video.
It's probably an older one when they split up.
Yeah, when she got jumped by damage control.
Yep. Dude, that's the part that's killing me is trying to catch up with stories and stuff on the pages, but they don't always put the newer stuff up. They put like a bunch of older clips. So I'm seeing them for the first time and I don't know what the heck's happening.
When MJF leaves, then
it's over.
He hasn't signed anywhere, has he?
Okay, no, so who's MJF?
Go ahead.
He's the biggest star AEW has. I forget what the initials stand for, but he is like a heel who's a preppy boy, and he's fucking fantastic.
He is the ultimate heel.
Yes.
Ultimate heel.
Absolutely fantastic.
Josh and Paulie Show, I think if Conor McGregor ever crossed into WWE, he would get his ass beat for real.
He's a fighter, but I don't know if he's the type of athlete that could manage the kind of things that they do in the WWE. I think that's a little bit above his pay grade. To be honest with you, I don't think Conor McGregor does anything. Like he drags his feet on signing fights anymore, signing contracts for fights, because the dude's already rich. If you have millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, you're living in luxury. You don't have a care in the world. You could live successful on a fucking beach.
Company.
Yeah. What? Like, are you going to work? Are you going to go to work? This man doesn't have to work. So one, I don't think he's going to have any MMA fights anytime soon, but I definitely don't see him going over to WWE. Maxwell Tyler Friedman is MT. Okay. Oh, Maxwell Jacob Friedman. Maxwell Jacob Friedman. I think Connor would put asses in seats. I mean, Connor puts asses in seats no matter what he does. He really does. Yep. He's been talking shit to Roman Reigns, but he's been talking shit to everyone. Yeah, he talks shit to everyone. And I look at
it like this way. Look at Logan Paul. Everybody thought he was going to be a joke, and the guy's turned out great. So maybe McGregor does do well. I don't know.
But McGregor's a smaller guy. To be successful in professional wrestling as a smaller guy, you need to be able to do the high-flying shit. He can't get away with doing power stuff.
Right, but if he was jumping off the top rope, I think it'd be all right.
Can you picture that? Could you see him doing it? I don't. I can't see it. I can't picture it.
I couldn't see Logan Paul doing it either.
I did. He's just crazy, man. The shit him and his brother used to do for a YouTube video.
You know, when it comes to the shit talking thing, I mean, that could always set up something silly, some kind of silly little promo for WrestleMania itself. Like maybe they get into it at WrestleMania. and Reigns like body slams him or something kinda through the ring.
The Undertaker going to a UFC event and calling out Lesnar.
Yeah, that was
after he wins the title.
You want to do it? Remember that? That was
that was a great work.
Yep.
Yeah. I just don't like think
that works.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to.
No.
And Rey Mysterio, and here I'm going to ask you guys this one too now, because I saw a video just yesterday. Rey Mysterio was hurt and now he's not hurt. Is that current or is that something from the past?
That's past.
How long ago was that?
I don't know, but you have to look at the dates on the video when it aired. Because so many of these, they replay a lot of these things, but they're from 21, 22. So that's where you have to really read that.
He did show up recently, though, didn't he?
Yeah. Read the comments in the video and it'll tell you. Because a lot of these guys will get on the internet and say, this is from 4 years ago. Yeah. They'll tell you right out the bat. Some of these guys are hardcore fans and they'll tell you right out
the bat. Listen, the one thing that I have noticed about scrolling through comments and all these videos on these platforms is these fans are intense.
They're nuts.
They are intense, man. Like, people love this stuff. It's great entertainment. It really is.
My uncle still thinks it's not scripted and they're actually fighting.
Still?
Yeah. You can't tell him otherwise. He'll scream at you. He gets wired.
Have you ever asked them why they never had black eyes?
Don't even bother asking, because it's not worth the conversation.
Like, damn.
You might as well talk to the wall, because that's, you're going to get more of a response, because when he's right, he's right. That's it. There's no questioning it.
She's like video, guys. All you got to do is click the little button. Yeah, no kidding, man. You
think they're going to fall apart?
It's right there next to the chat bar.
No, I just lost my fucking train of thought. What about Dom? Priest. What the fuck is that
faction? Oh, the Intercontinental title with
Gunther? The Judgment Day.
I think.
How much longer do you think they got?
Not long.
Because they're at the top right now. Like, they are probably the most powerful faction there is.
Yeah.
I think they're bigger than the Bloodline.
I see that blowing up too, because I don't know. Rhea is supposed to be a heel, but everyone loves her so much. So, like, to me, how is she a heel if people love her so much? Like, it can't last forever. She can't be a heel forever. Two, I see Priest being more of a solo wrestler here in the future. He's just the way he approached Gunther and stuff. I kind of thought at first, Dom was going to try to challenge for the IC belt. That's what I got when he stepped forward and started speaking. That's kind of what I was thinking. But man, if Priest is going to go after the Intercontinental title with the Money in the Bank, that's just Triple H trying to make those lower belts worth more, I think.
That's just Triple H trying to make sure Money in the Bank gets used. And
that too.
Go unused for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Because that's,
he can't use it. The only big belt he could use it on is let McIntyre take it from Rollins and then Priest go out and use it then.
Yeah. Well, he can use it on any title he wants, though.
Right.
So.
But I mean, he really doesn't get to pick. He's told.
Right. Yeah, he's told. You're right. I get what you're saying.
Ooh. They're not going to pull the belt from Cody that fast.
No, they can't.
I mean, that was a solid point, though. And because I started thinking about this, too, when it came to the Money in the Bank, when I was younger and still watching and paying attention, I saw the Money in the Bank be used in that fashion. Like, they would cash in right after a match.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When's the last time they did that?
Every time
they cash in after?
There was a couple cash-ins that was announced prior. I know Cena did it once. Somebody else did it too. They announced they were going to cash it in on a certain day. Rollins did it mid-match at WrestleMania with Lesnar and Reigns, which was epic.
Because I got to watch that one. I got to go back and watch that.
So much heat for Reigns that nobody wanted him to win, and they were tired of Lesnar, so they had Rollins cash it in mid-match, made it a triple threat, and then he won the belt. So.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. But I don't know. To go back to your point about Rhea Ripley, she's supposed to be a heel, but everybody loves her. I'm going to liken her to Lesnar. Lesnar's supposed to be a heel, and people lose their minds when that guy comes out and wrestles. So it's the same concept.
That Rhea didn't have to really change her character at all to go from face to heel. She is the same person. That's why they love her.
Yep.
That is her personality. That's how she dressed beforehand. Nothing's changed.
Isn't she the only person in that faction that that people actually like? They don't like anybody else in Judgment Day, do they?
They're all great individually.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, they don't really have a fan base in that way. Like, because they play the heel part. People dislike her.
Balor does. Absolutely.
Balor has a huge following.
Really? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, isn't that that's the Australian dude, isn't it?
He's the reason Becky Lynch is in wrestling.
Yep.
She went to his school.
That's a whole demographic of people that are going to like him just because of where he's from.
Right. But he's a great wrestler.
He had a huge following before he came over.
The Demon.
And his
character. Have you ever seen his Demon entrance, Corey?
The Demon is fucking ridiculous.
No.
You got to YouTube the Demon entrance for Finn Balor because that's amazing.
Speaking of entrances, I got on a classic WWE Facebook page earlier today because I saw a post asking people, you know, how they felt about Gangrel. You remember that dude? Do you remember Gangrel? The Brood,
baby. That entrance was epic.
I'm like, dude, I used to love the Brood. Exactly, the entrance. I used to love Gangrel. And I fully expected to go to this comment section and see people ragging on him, ragging the gimmick. And dude, people loved him. People loved him. They loved the Brood. They loved the whole gimmick. And I was shocked. Remember when wrestling was bigger, a big sport? Vince McMahon was fighting Stone Cold.
was the ultimate. I get to beat the shit out of my boss. Everybody wanted to do that at some point in their life, and that was able to watch and live through them.
Yeah. And I love all the turns, man. I love all the turns in wrestling.
Looking back at that, I don't think Vince ever would have figured that out without the Montreal Screwjob.
No.
When he saw the reaction everybody gave to Bret Hart attacking him, that's what made the Stone Cold
that angle,
that dynamic.
Yep.
Vince McMahon realized he could be the best heel there ever was, and he was.
He was.
So what do you see coming up?
You got to start watching shit on Peacock, Corey. Just go back and watch it.
Hulu's
got the replays too of Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking all the documentaries and shit.
I'm trying to keep up with recent stuff at the moment, really trying to pay attention because I know you guys are into this and I know you guys want to talk about this more. And again, we'll still discuss the idea of doing a separate wrestling show so that you guys can cover this weekly, bi-weekly, whatever it is you want to do.
Robbie, you really think that was a work? I don't know. Vince got a real black eye from that.
I got a feeling.
And that family is still pissed about that. The whole family.
I got a feeling you're about to get a book from Robbie. Oh, he just said absolutely. Okay. Robbie, are you coming Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Who in here is coming Friday?
Yeah, I wonder how many people actually ended up getting tickets to the show.
I'm kind of curious.
It's okay if a lot didn't because y'all can still watch right here and help
y'all
our
are coming.
Out.
Wear NDT shit.
You
Let's
picked
go.
It up. You picked it up, Corey. It's giving you a chance to plug it.
I'm just saying, 7:30 Eastern, we're going to be live right here on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Broadcast.
Watching midgets wrestle.
From Castle on the Delaware up in Walton, New York. It's going to be amazing. To think wrestling was dead. One guy I help is a wrestling historian. I thought it was just him who liked everything. No, man, I don't know. Do you think wrestling, WWE, professional wrestling in general is bigger than it's ever been?
Ooh. I think so because they've expanded the global reach with the network and the ability to watch the shows. So, yeah, I think so.
Ooh, someone's got my food. Yeah. Damn it. Ooh, you lucky bastard.
Push pause. Push pause. Jared. Show the Demon entrance for Corey. He's got it queued up.
He's a Bam. Come on.
I'm excited to watch this guy. It's like a combination of the Boogeyman and the Undertaker.
The Boogeyman. Oh my God. I forgot about that guy.
I'd love to meet the worms.
Oh, that was so creepy, man. Listen, with WWE, all you got to do is have a cool gimmick and a nice entrance, and people are going to cheer for you.
Yep.
Seriously. Right.
Listen, boys, I'm going to dip out. I got to go
eat my dinner. Big Daddy's food is here.
Big Daddy's food is here. Pat just told me. So my boys are downstairs waiting for me. So.
Nice.
I'll check in with you when I'm done. Maybe I'll come back up.
Yeah, no worries.
Enjoy your Chinese.
Later.
They missed my house.
Yeah, I know, mine too. How do you feel about the Elimination Chamber on the women's side?
Like the outcome?
The outcome. Who came out on top? Miss Becky Lynch. The man, Becky Lynch.
I like Becky Lynch. Kind of pulling for Liv. I was hoping Liv would get it. They would give her the push because she was the last one to pin Rhea. But
yeah, so what do you think their angle is with throwing Becky Lynch back in the mix with that? Like, I know she's been a big name.
She's a worker.
She's been women's champion before multiple times, if I recall, right?
Yeah.
So like, I almost thought that they would have tried to go with a fresh face for that.
Mania is not the place to go with a fresh face unless you're really going to give them a push.
Yeah,
you
see, that's why I thought
Becky in there and let Becky lose, and it's not a big deal.
I thought they were going to do that with Tiffany Stratton. Totally thought that they would try to put her over.
I don't
know
if she's ready to be there yet.
The fans want her there from what it sounds like.
She's a good-looking blonde. What the fuck do you expect? Who does flips and wears barely any clothing?
She reminds me of Lita, though. The way she is in the ring, she reminds me of Lita.
Her swanton off the top of that pod was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yes, Aaron?
Sorry. They're on their way back with the food. They didn't get here yet.
Tommy says he was a good-looking blonde. See, even my wife says she's badass with how athletic she is. Yeah.
She is. And she's still young too. She's like a fresh face.
Can I just say that while you guys got me back into wrestling and trying to watch and keep up so that I could have these discussions with you, I turn these shows on down in our bedroom so that I can watch and get content for the show.
And what happens?
The wife, while she's reading, ends up closing her book and watches with me.
Nerd. This is what you ready.
So now this is something we do together, and I absolutely love it.
Here's her last comment. This is why she watches.
She is a beast. No, she likes oh God, damn it. No, yes, but no, the glow chick. Naomi?
Naomi.
Naomi and Bianca. She really likes them. She's like, they're beasts.
Yep.
I think she really likes Bianca a little bit better.
Wait till she sees Jade.
That's
talk about beast.
Jade Cargill.
Yep, that's what I said. I said, you haven't seen the other one yet. I said, there's one that's even bigger, stronger. She will, like, she's the one that threw Nia out, right? She lifted her up over the top rope, Nia Jax.
She really got
to the camera and said, I am that bitch.
Okay,
she would have, like, Beth Phoenix.
Oh my God, yeah, Beth Phoenix. Was
a monster.
I forgot. That TNA wrestler, Jordynne Grace, reminds me of Beth Phoenix.
A little bit.
Yeah. I need to watch some TNA now.
Yeah, you do.
I was waiting. I was waiting.
I gave that one to you, buddy.
That's the Attitude Era. That's on Peacock.
Boot has arrived. Has it arrived, though? Speak to Boot. Remember Sunny, A Fall from Grace? Sunny.
Opie. We all do. Yes,
Opie. That was, she was from the mid-90s. She was the women's champ. She was like the, she started like the sex appeal with the divas.
Yeah. I don't know. I like, I like Tiffany Stratton. I hope they kind of vault her forward a little bit.
She'll get there.
Liv impressed me too. I didn't know she was athletic, as athletic as she is.
Liv's a fucking, she's wild in there.
Yeah. She's a beast, man, for being tiny. Yeah. She goes.
And she will take a beating in there.
Aaron can't stop himself from laughing when he reads comments. He just can't stop.
I should know better than to read the chat, but I should just, when I see Tom's name, just look away.
And she showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
Vicky Valancourt.
God, man.
Jared, you are the king, Jared. All right. I'm really going this time, boys. I'll see you later. Enjoy.
Man, I wish I had some Chinese food right now. Yeah, see you in a couple minutes. So what kind of other WWE topics have your attention right now? What else you got going on?
The big one's just the Cody storyline. Knowing that that has to end.
It has to end.
They need to give it to him.
Everyone keeps saying it. And, you know, do they just cater to the fan base at this point, or do they throw a wrench into it and make you wait?
They did that last year. They've done it once already.
Yeah.
And if you're going to have Roman drop the belt, it can't be anywhere else. It has to be at WrestleMania. There is no other pay-per-view or PLE that he can drop it at. Nothing's big enough.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
The person you have beat him has to get like really over.
I look at it in two different ways. One, like, do you want to be that predictable? You know, it seems like it's not as exciting if it's super predictable. You know what's going to happen. Maybe that's why they threw the tag team thing into this to give different stipulations for the actual title
at
match.
At this point, it is predictable. His matches are always the same.
But yeah, but
he
there's
has
the other
not
thing.
Won a match clean in like a year and a half.
Do you want it to be not predictable, or do you want the outcome that you want? Like, does the WWE just want to appease its fans? Yeah, Cameron,
I
saw that.
An appeasal.
You don't think it's an appeasal? You think it's just a reward for the hard work he's put in?
Look, the whole storyline where he didn't win it last year when everybody thought he was going to, like, everybody thought last year it was determined he was going to take it. So the monkey wrench was last year and having him lose it.
I think it's crazy.
Never giving him a rematch. You took him from right there at WrestleMania to letting Brock Lesnar beat the shit out of him for three PLEs in a row and beat the shit out of him.
I heard Brock Lesnar is a little rough. Like, what do they call him? Taking or giving receipts or something? People take receipts or some shit like that, where like he hits them a little extra hard and they want to give it back. I heard he fucks people up a little more often than he should have.
And that's like your dislike for Gunther. All he's got is a slap. Yeah, but that slap is gross.
I hate Gunther. I've only been watching for like the last 2 months now, but
gives me chills every time I hear it.
But it's nothing special to me. It's stupid. Anybody could slap. You want me to slap you like that? I could do that. Does that make me popular? Does that mean I should win a championship? No.
Just go back and watch the triple threat match from last WrestleMania. Him, Sheamus, and Drew McIntyre. A fucking brutal match.
Yeah, I don't. And, you know, I get it. I get it's what you said the last time about
flying style. It's just
and you
brutal.
Don't need to be. You don't need to be. You can be technical and perform the moves the way they're supposed to be performed and do things the right way. But you gotta be a little bit special to be a champion, I think. And I think Gunther is stale. Gunther is boring. Gunther bothers me. I get it when you're saying that, you know, he's trying to pay homage to the past and the history of the sport. Because, you know, Ric Flair did the chest slaps. But, you know, Ric Flair also worked the crowd and got the crowd behind him. He did. And that's that era. That era was different.
That's
I don't
Gunther's
think
his whole character is he doesn't.
I, yeah,
give
but
a,
I don't like
what
it.
People are doing in the seats. He doesn't
I,
give.
That's
a
why I hate it.
He's the ring general. He is in control. Like that is his whole character.
Oh, I get that. But I think I still think it's boring.
I love it.
He said, or Cody wins and Priest comes down and catches. I thought about saying that too, that Priest comes in and nobody expects it at the end of that match. Like Cody, because after a match like that, Cody would be completely worn out. Because I really think that Rock and Roman win on night one. And I think they get that, you know, no holds barred championship match. And I just think they both get the shit kicked out of them. But if that happens, and then you see Priest cash in that money in the bank.
Priest isn't ready for that belt.
I think
done the work for that belt.
I think he's going to cash it in for the IC belt just so he can use it, like you said, just to make sure that gets done. How soon after Mania is Money in the Bank? Is it towards the end of the summer?
Two. So
2 months.
You'll have Backlash, and then it'll be Money in the Bank. So May, June.
Can they give it?
SummerSlam.
I don't even think I need to ask you, Robbie. Like they are allowed to give away their Money in the Bank? Is that a possibility, Justin?
I think so. I think there's been a match for the Money in the Bank thing after somebody won the Money in the Bank match. They challenged them for the briefcase. So I don't know.
So
I haven't even thought that much into the Money in the Bank thing. Like,
Opie, I'll talk to you afterwards.
But
we'll talk afterwards, Opie. Eddie says Gunther Walter versus Ospreay in a random indie match had some of the stiffest chops I have ever heard or seen. And yeah. Dude, that's gotta hurt like hell. Like I've seen some people's chests after the little slapping contests in the ring, and I do not want to be a part of that. But I mean, to have that be what
boring.
Gets you. Like that
gets
you
a
championship.
Type of moves where people who go, wrestling's fake. Yeah, because of this, the people who go, wrestling's fake. Watch this fucking guy. Tell me he's not actually fucking doing
it's Well, it's crazy to me because yes, it's scripted. You know, it's planned out. But these dudes are athletes. Everything is choreographed, and it takes real athleticism to do what they're doing.
Right.
It's wild.
And to have the IC belt, he's had it for as long as he has because it's a workhorse belt. And like I told you, like, yeah, he's not flashy. He can do things. But what he does, he really can't get hurt. And it's like longevity. And he defends it on Raws or SmackDown. Like he defends it on weekly shows on top of the PLE, which is what the IC has always been. It's been a belt that gets defended.
Rocky started out. The Rock started out as IC champion, didn't he?
Yeah, most do.
Yeah, I guess that is the one that kind of catapults people. Tommy says, I think the state of Michigan wanted to allow betting on these matches. We've discussed the whole thing about betting with the WWE, and I think it's absolutely wild. I think the fact that we can legally bet on WWE matches is insane. Like there are real betting lines for these matches. And I don't get it because it is scripted. It's not a regular sport. So I don't understand how it works. Like to me, it almost seems like people could fix that real easily.
Predetermined.
It is scripted. Predetermined. That's the same thing. Is the European title still a thing? I don't know.
I don't think so.
You got the US champion, right? And then what's the other one? What's the other IC, US, the two world championships? Do they still do the cruiserweight champion, or is that not a thing anymore?
No.
I'm kind of sad by that. The Cruiserweight Championship was always cool because those guys can't compete with world titles. They can't compete with the big guys. I always thought it was cool when you got to see Rey Mysterio vie for a championship.
Yeah.
It can be switched last second. Yeah, man. It can. Yeah. And they, I know they can make audibles while in the ring, while the match is going on. And, you know, if someone gets hurt or they have to end the match quickly. So I understand that. But it's just, it's crazy. I wish there was a way to reboot DX. They keep giving nods to DX too. I see all these wrestlers doing the whole suck it gesture and everything. But yeah, I would love to see a new generation of DX.
So see, now I see that as like Triple H nodding at, we're working our way back that way. Because listen, they go to Netflix next year.
And they can get a little more.
DC is, yeah.
Pun intended. They can get a little more raw, uncut, unhinged, a little crazy. Eddie says that belt has been the workhorse since Brett. My opinion, Brett's the one that made that belt the worker's belt. Sean, Razor, on and on. Those guys' matches saved mid-90s pay-per-views. My opinion,
they did.
Cared about Diesel versus King Mabel. The IC match is 10 times better than what the champ was doing in that area. Yeah, and you know, I always enjoyed the Intercontinental title matches when I was younger, too. Any kind of title match was exciting to me. I loved the Cruiserweights. I don't know. Does nobody else like the smaller, high-flying guys anymore? I used to love watching Cruiserweight championships. They were always wild to me. Rated R Raw. Oh,
they were fantastic.
Waller would be the leader of DX.
I know. I saw that. I saw that.
Oh, shit.
But Diesel's funny. Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
He was in WCW doing some fucking gimmick role. Shawn Michaels had just split up with split the Rockers up by super kicking Marty Jannetty and wanted to rock with a bodyguard, going to the Heartbreak Kid and all that shit. Happened to see that Kevin Nash's contract was almost up, reached out to him and was like, "You're big." And he got a fucking interview with Vince, and then like Sean made him in WWE. You know how he won the title there?
How?
In a house show, non-televised, against Bob Backlund. He walked up to him, picked him up, power slammed him, or whatever the fuck he called it, pinned him. It was like an 8-second match.
Bob Backlund. Jeez, man. Yo, Tommy, those old school WCW Cruiserweights, that was the shit right there. That's what I really enjoyed. That was top tier wrestling to me. I used to love WCW. I used to love watching Rey Mysterio and Juventud Guerrero go at it. I thought those matches were amazing. And then you threw in Psychosis and all the other guys, man. It was cool. Jackknife for the win. Yeah, I remember the Jackknife Powerbomb. That was it. That's where it was at.
So WWE now you have 24. Kevin Nash, he was a pretty good performer.
Mm-hmm.
He was a genius when it came to making fucking money, though.
Yeah.
When he went to WCW and had like full creative control of anything, when they gave him the belt, he never had to drop it. He had final say. And then decided to drop the belt to Hogan via the chest poke of doom or death or whatever the fuck it's called on a Nitro.
Man, that's funny shit.
That was the end of WCW.
I find it wild that these world heavyweight champions hold on to the titles for so long anymore. I think it's crazy to me. I feel like it would be more exciting if it changed hands more often. I mean, you had Orton won it how many times? Now 20, 14. 19, 14? 14. Oh, he was 14. Cena's the one that has it up there,
16.
Right?
From Cena. 16 is Cena, and WWE only sees Flair as 16.
Oh, I thought someone had 20. I thought they were talking about someone's got 20.
16 is the number.
Mm. Either way, like, see how many times they had to win it?
Depending on how Orton's back holds out, when Cody wins it at Mania, you're gonna see a match between him and Orton, and Orton's gonna get fifth. They're gonna get him 16 before he retires.
Who did he end up wrestling Friday night that had to kind of like cover for him because
Austin
of
Theory?
Yeah, it was Austin Theory.
Another one. He's a great heel, good on the mic. He was one, the last one that was pushed by Vince. Vince proclaimed in the ring that he is a future world champion.
Yeah.
He's the one who Pat McAfee had a match with, because the guy could make sure everything got done right. He's very good at what he does. See, but yeah, he was protecting his back and shit in all the moves.
Yeah, yeah. And like he was covering for his slip ups. Like I saw him the video of him going up to the top rope to try to go for a superplex and kind of slipped. And then he kind of covered for that by helping him hit the suplex.
Do yourself a favor.
That's great.
Go watch. I think it was, this is 40, 38. Just go to the Pat McAfee Austin Theory match. And Pat. I mean, Pat is very athletic.
Yeah.
And he did a really good job, but there were a lot of times you saw Austin
cover
like,
for him,
make shit work. Like Pat literally jumped from the canvas to the top rope. With Theory's help, kind of like pulling him back.
I'm a fan of the AJ Styles Wrangler black jeans dad look. AJ Styles is kind of wild. It's athletic big man, feel like Bam Bam. Oh, really? All right, I'll have to look him up.
He was big before he got hurt.
Who, Gable?
No, AJ Styles.
Oh, AJ Styles.
When he came back and I saw him, I was like, the fuck happened?
Like he's taking a little bit of tea, getting a little extra testosterone.
He's taking something.
Yeah.
Gable is a fucking monster. For a little dude.
I don't know who he is.
Oh. No. He's talking like the college wrestler. Yep.
Oh, you're talking actual Greco-Roman wrestling, like real wrestling. Brock trained him.
Yeah, I think they're still working on him.
Did you see that moment with Brock and his daughter when she won the shot put title?
I thought that was wrestling, but yeah.
No, she's a shot putter.
She looks just like
him. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That poor girl. She looks just like her dad. But that was a cool moment to see, though. She is a unit. She's a beast, man. His daughter scares me. Yeah, dude. It's fucking wild. Oh, man. So anybody that doesn't know, I'm going to take this opportunity again to remind you guys that this Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, we are going to start our broadcast live from Castle on the Delaware up in Walton, New York for Little Mania Micro Wrestling. We will be ringside. You will be able to watch the matches, check out some commentary. Little People Wrestling. It's going to be fantastic.
Midgets.
It's going to be our first live event, and it's going to be huge. Huge. See what I did there?
Huge. It's going to be huge.
But yeah, it's going to be a good time, guys. It's going to be fantastic. So I hope you guys will join us for that. We may or may not be doing an extra episode this week beforehand to test out some camera stuff, but we'll see. Maybe, maybe not.
I still want to try to get one of them to smack me.
I bet you we can, man. I'm kind of hoping to befriend some of them and just have them let us hit the ring when the show is over. Just get in there and see what it's like.
We'd break the ring. Have you seen the size of it? Yeah. It's not very big.
Guys, it will be nothing short of a good time. It's going to be fantastic.
I see what you did there.
Jared, you're going to feed us all Friday night, aren't you? I'm hoping. It's going to be amazing. Tom says, my mom will be at the church down the road with my son. I'll invite them down. Hell yeah, man. Honestly, guys, make sure you share this stuff with your friends. Share this stuff with your friends. That's how we grow, with your help. So make sure you're liking the stream, commenting when you see the posts online. Make sure you share that stuff to your timeline. And another thing you can do for us is invite your friends to follow the page. All you got to do is go to our page, click the three dots under the profile picture. You click invite friends. Then you make sure you select that box that says invite all and send those invites out, man. The more the merrier. We're here to have a good time, give you a break from the mundane, the crazy bullshit that's happening in the world. So please do us that solid. Invite people in and check things out. Tommy will be in Atlantic City.
You go to casinos a lot, Tom.
Tommy loves casinos. I wish I had the money to spend on a casino.
Money to go with you? Damn it.
Right? Seriously. I don't have the money to spend on one.
All I need is $500. Just saying, man.
It would be nice, right? Last time I was at a...
You have to have money to fucking make money.
Yeah. Dude, the last time I walked into a casino, I dropped $20 on the slots. I lost all 20, and I said, I'm done. I left.
Excuse me. There's a very important question in chat I need to answer. It is called Nino's Pizzarama, Tommy. The pizza place in Trenton is called Nino's Pizzarama. You want the Sicilian pie with pepperoni and sausage. That's all you need to know.
I haven't had a Sicilian in a long time. Been a long time since I had Sicilian pizza, man. All right.
That's best pizza ever. I'm driving down there in a couple weeks.
Any other pizza? Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Just going down just for pizza.
My mouth is like watering. Do not AI that.
You got anything else WWE related before we head out for the night?
No, not this week. I kind of slacked on WWE.
Yeah, you've been a busy man. You got things going on.
I haven't talked it with since Elimination Chamber. So,
got you. All right. Well, we wanted to get some wrestling in just to get you guys excited about Friday night. But Friday night's wrestling
midgets.
It's going to be a little bit. You got
to say midgets to get people excited. Let's go midget wrestling.
Seriously, that's all you need to hear. It's going to be a good time.
Watch little people beat each other up. It's going to be fantastic.
But all right. So until then, guys, we hope you have a fantastic week.
See you Friday. Later.
All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.